USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Payroll processing firm ADP says 301,000 jobs were cut in January. It's the first time since December 20 that the report revealed jobs were lost instead of gained. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh tells CNN the main reason jobs were lost in January is due to the Omicron surge.
We had 9 million people that had the coronavirus that week, the Omicron variant that week. The virus has wreaked complete havoc in this country, in this world, for the last 2 years, but in particular the last month.
Nearly 100 million Americans are being hit with a major winter storm. Snow is falling in states from New Mexico all the way to Michigan. Winter storm warnings are in effect for large swaths of many states. This is USA Radio News.
Do you suffer from joint pain, knee pain, arthritis? Pick Billy Gerard for Revive One, the roll-on pain reliever. Just shake it, roll it on, and feel the relief. I love snowboarding, but my knees, they feel the pain. Revive One pain reliever changed all that. Shake it, roll it on, and I'm right back on the slopes. Gail G, she said that Revive One relieved her pain and helped her and her husband enjoy their walks again. Put an end to your pain with Revive One. Try Revive One on your pain risk-free. Go to painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland, all one word, .com. Use discount code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Revive One is so confident it'll work for you, there's a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Go to painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporary relief pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
It's six more weeks of winter if you believe in annual tradition.
We love them. We love them.
Six more weeks of winter is on the way. Punxsutawney Phil made his prediction around 7:25 a.m. Eastern Time Wednesday at Gobbler's Knob in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to Punxsutawney to celebrate Groundhog Day, the 136th annual trek of the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club.
Phil reported he saw his shadow. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The trial of three former Minneapolis police officers related to the death of George Floyd is being postponed due to COVID-19. The judge making the decision to adjourn the trial until Monday. The three former police officers are charged with violating Floyd's civil rights on the day he died after being knelt on by police officer Derek Chauvin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Republican senators are ripping the Biden administration over the crisis along the U.S.-Mexico border.
This crisis at the border is a direct result of President Biden's policies, aided and abetted by Democrats here in Congress.
Wisconsin's Ron Johnson saying the United States has no idea how many drug traffickers and gangs are coming in. Wyoming's John Barrasso arguing the president doesn't care that the border is a mess. And Senator John Thune of South Dakota calling it the worst border crisis in U.S. history.
The illegal border crossing attempts were more than 2 million. This is a national security and it is a humanitarian crisis.
The United States remains at war with COVID. So says White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, who made the remark while speaking to reporters.
The steps that we have taken to make progress, to prepare in the United States, far outweigh what almost any other country in the world has done to date.
She said the virus can only be defeated by getting all Americans fully vaccinated and boosted. Top health officials have blamed unvaccinated individuals for fueling the ongoing COVID Omicron surge, although people who are vaccinated and boosted are also getting infected with the virus. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.